Brains in books are sometimes fools in love. Take William James, the late 18th, early 19th century philosopher. William James was a gifted mind. Not only did he enjoy a distinguished career as a Harvard University professor, he actually taught in several different departments. At Harvard, William James taught anatomy, he taught physiology, psychology, and he's most noted for his work in philosophy. Certainly no intellectual slouch. There was one subject that James had a great deal of difficulty with: love. This great man of the natural sciences, a master of philosophy, an esteemed Harvard University professor, was far from an expert in love. While in his mid-30s, James attempts to win the heart of Alice Gibbons Howe. When they meet, James assumes that they're going to get married. But for the next 2 years, nothing goes right. About a year after they met, James learns that Alice planned to go to England without him. On a Monday, he writes her a letter advising her to go. The next morning, he writes another letter begging her to stay, asserting that his previous letter was, and I quote, "the product of an idiot unfit to advise you." Then 6 days later, James writes her another letter, and in that letter he states, "the thought of all this during the past 24 hours has made me wonder whether it be well for you to give up your England plan." Alice never did go to England, and eventually she and William James were married. Nevertheless, it is clear that while James was gifted in a great many areas, he was not a master of matters of the heart. And the truth is, few of us are. Because finding companionship, finding that special person, a husband or a wife, it's a very difficult challenge. Nevertheless, our Torah reminds us that the value of finding a partner in a sequence of creation, God declares everything good until God realizes and recognizes that Adam stands alone in the Garden of Eden and says, "it is not good for man to be alone. Lo tov heyota adam levado." It's the first negative in the entire Bible. Lo tov heyota adam levado. It is not good for man to be alone. Now consider the first mitzvah of the Torah, the first commandment. And what is it? Pru orvu, reproduction, having a family. Our values today, they reflect these teachings. We want young people to find a spouse and to get married. We want them to have families. At the same time, remember William James. It is not easy to master love. It takes time. It takes practice. And too often we forget, it takes luck. William James is, of course, not the only person who has ever experienced difficulty dating. In a few weeks, we are going to encounter the story of Isaac and Rebecca. And it's a beautiful and special relationship that they share. The Torah states that Isaac loved Rebekah. And in fact, it's the first time that the Torah uses the word love in describing the relationship between a man and a woman, between spouses. It's a unique relationship, but how they meet is far from perfect. It starts out very romantic, like a Hollywood story. The sun is setting in the background. Isaac is walking through the fields. Riding on a camel, Rebekah approaches him. He looks up and sees her. She looks up and sees him. And then she falls off the camel. Finding a companion is not easy. Meeting your beshert means being fortunate enough to meet the right person at the right time. And rarely is it a smooth journey. Not so long ago, I was single. And for the most part, I enjoyed dating, meeting new people, doing interesting things. But dating had its challenges. It takes a tremendous amount of time, of energy, of patience. There were times when I tell you, the thought of having coffee with someone's good friend from high school or dinner with someone else who thought that this person would be perfect for me because they met their friend's son's father's roommate and this person would be the one, the thought of going on another one of those dates was daunting. Other times, it was disappointing when suddenly potential would dissipate, when it became clear that a potential relationship would not work. Finding that right person, it's challenging for us, and it's also challenging for God. The Talmud teaches us that since creating the world, God spends every moment making matches, pairing up wives and husbands. It takes God only 6 days to create the world, but making happy couples, that's a never-ending job. Many people ask, why hasn't God allowed me to meet my besher? Why hasn't God allowed me to meet my match? Why am I still alone? I don't have the answer. But consider this. According to a recent study, those who have more experience in the dating world, meaning those who get married later on, are more likely to have a lasting marriage. And a similar study from the University of Texas concludes with the following. The more boring and deliberate the courtship, the better the prospects for a long marriage. That's a scientific study. This is not to say that couples who marry when they're young or when they only know each other for a short time, that they cannot have a deep and meaningful relationship. Of course they can. But these studies remind us that everyone's timeline is different. And those who take longer to get married, they may have good reason to wait. Yet in our community, for those who stay single longer, there is tremendous pressure. Tremendous pressure. And the pressure most often comes from people who genuinely care. But what is intended to help can often hurt. When I was single, I cannot tell you how many people would ask me why I was not dating anyone special. And I would always think, I'm not dating anyone special because I haven't met anyone special, but thanks for reminding me. Of course I realized that whoever was asking out of concern. Nevertheless, it didn't make me feel any better about being alone. In this new year, instead of reminding someone that they have not found their besher, help them find that person. With their permission, of course, set them up. Keep them in mind when you meet someone else who is single. And if that's not enough, I have a little incentive for you. According to our tradition, a person who arranges 3 marriages is given an automatic place in heaven. Automatic place. 3 marriages, you got heaven. Not a bad deal. We like this Judaism. So today I want to tell everyone here, go for heaven. Go for heaven. Heaven awaits for those who meet couples because as Jews, we believe in the sanctity of the family. As we read in the Torah, Lo tov heyot adam levado. It is not good for man to be alone. And as we know from our tradition, from when Isaac and Rebekah met, from how God continues to work on making couples long after everything else has been created, finding a soulmate is difficult. We learn this from the Torah and from the lives of all those around us. It does not take a genius like William James to prove that finding love is a challenge. What it does take is the efforts and sensitivity of the entire community to ensure that those who continue to seek their besher can do so with the love, support, understanding, and help of the entire community. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat.